Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. While Rome burns, the GOP fiddles around. While WW3 is beginning to break out into open warfare in Poland, it seems. And a former ABC senior producer and counterterrorism advisor, James Gordon Meek, lately pleads guilty of possession of sexual abuse material involving children from infancy. And this text or this message was found on his phone, quote, "Have you ever raped a toddler girl?" End quote. And it found on his phone a fantasy about abducting, drugging, and raping a 12-year-old girl. The big news on MSM right now is McConnell gets the Biden disease. Well, let's talk about impeachment and how the left manipulates the right into inaction, which is why we cannot get justice. Medical malpractice or crimes against humanity? The connection between abortion and adrenochrome? And spirit cooking, anyone? Oh, here you go. Wokeism is racist. Proof. And who's surprised? Global boiling has begun. So much for global warming, friends. And what's the overall agenda, anyway? All right, folks, it's time for your brain massage.
Proof. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
McConnell gets the Biden disease. Maybe this is something that was concocted in a CCP Wuhan lab, right? I mean, notice how each of these politicians that are in a peculiar way tied in with Xi and the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, are losing their minds. We know about Biden's treason, selling influence to the CCP for a cool $10 million. Washington Examiner, Hunter Biden invoking my father resulted in millions flowing to CCP-linked company. Hunter admits to receiving a big payout from CCP, Epic Times, Yahoo News. Hunter landed a $10 million per year deal with Chinese energy firm for introductions alone. The CBS House GOP panel says members of Biden family got $10 million from foreign entities as Democrats. Note, no sign of Joe Biden's involvement, end quote. But of course, you see, there's this little problem. They've got this laptop. You say, well, anyway. They've also got a recording of a voicemail that shows Joe Biden did know of Hunter's deals with spy chief of China. And that's from the New York Post. Can anybody spell treason? Let's talk about impeachment and how the left manipulates the right into inaction. Why can't we get justice in all of these things? Remember Adam Schiff, the California Democrat congressman who was sanctioned by Congress for his involvement in pursuing a bogus impeachment against Trump. You've heard that the Russian collusion thing was not only a fake allegation against Trump, proven false. I mean, really, way early on. It was, in fact, an operation launched by Hillary's campaign. The dossier bought by her campaign. The whole scandal advanced by Democrats, led by Pelosi and Schiff. You heard about that, right? Anyway, Schiff has this to say about Republicans pursuing impeachment against these Democrats. He said, quote, "The Republican desire to impeach someone, anyone, no matter if there's any evidence, just shows how they have descended into chaos," end quote. Smiling with Satan literally beaming through his black eyes. But the Republicans also think it's a bad idea to pursue impeachment against Biden. They claim it's merely mimicking the Democrats. We don't want to do that, you know. And it would be viewed as tit for tat, and well, we're above that, you know. And that includes, by the way, such luminaries as Rand Paul, who warns Republicans against falling into the impeachment trap, quote unquote. Really? You've got to be kidding me. Impeachment is not a political football you play a little game with. It's serious business. And the fact they didn't take it seriously and conduct a serious investigation doesn't mean that we have to take impeachment off the table for everybody else that's committing treason against the country. Trump did nothing wrong. The FBI knew from the get-go. He did nothing wrong. The FISA courts were lied to in order to get approval warrants for violating Trump's rights as an American citizen, and the liars have been exposed. This has all come out. But nothing has happened. No judgment, and so no justice. None of these people have been prosecuted for their weaponization of the FBI and the DOJ to attack a political opponent. I seem to remember a certain president, was it Nixon? Was that his name? Some time ago, that was hounded out of office by his own party for much less. For doing something that would, by comparison, be considered virtually meaningless. The lack of outrage is itself outrageous. At least back then we can find somebody who cared. Biden has committed treason. The Biden family are co-conspirators in that treason, certainly beneficiaries of the filthy lucre raked in by the Bidens from China and elsewhere. Were you listening at the opening of the segment? By the way, I get documentation for all of this. This show in particular is loaded with documentation. Biden has committed treason, and the evidence is in. But just like the Hunter laptop debacle, the FBI, the DOJ, serve to cover it up. It's a continuation of the weaponization and total politicization of the Justice Department of the United States. It's a filthy scandal of the most outrageous abuse of Biden. It goes all the way up to Obama, by the way. It's an outrageous abuse of power ever displayed in the history of this country. Again, it makes Nixon's Watergate look like a preschool caper. Curious, one of the liars involved in that scandal, one Hillary Clinton, was fired from her post because she crossed the lines of legality in her pursuit of Nixon. Yeah, and her boss fired her. And Hillary is the key perpetrator of this illegal attack on a political opponent. Isn't that interesting? Using the government as her personal campaign bouncers to evict Trump from the campaign. And well, she also took out Bernie Sanders, didn't she? With the little political maneuvers and legal manipulation. When she lost, she moved from campaign interference right on into a coup, a traitorous coup against a sitting president. These people must pay for their crimes. Why can't the American people see how totally evil and wicked and horrible this is that's going on right in front of their eyes? They're looking right at it and refuse to see it. So Biden is committing treason. And while we expect the snakes in the Democrat den of vipers to writhe about recoiling against being held accountable for any of their evil deeds, we do wonder about the weasels in the Republican Party who refuse to exercise judgment behind a concern about appearances. What? Now, Jesus said we're not to judge according to appearances, but I think I could assemble an impressive array of scriptures to argue that neither should we withhold judgment because of appearances. First, the Bible makes it clear the number one responsibility of government, number one, numero uno, all right, is to execute wrath upon evildoers. Read about that in Romans 13, 1 to 6. Specifically, we are told God has given his sword to government for that express purpose. The Bible makes it clear, any who would withhold the sword from blood, from the execution of punishment against these evildoers, that is, if they refuse to apply the sword to its purpose, to execute wrath against the evildoer, these people are under God's curse. Jeremiah 48, verse 10. I declare the curse of God upon you, Rand Paul and CCP puppet Mitchie McConnell. And every Republican buying into that nonsense, you're looking at how you're going to appear to others. Let me tell you how you appear to God. Cowards, weasels. Well, yeah, he did call Herod a fox. So I think he would call you guys stinking coward weasels. Do judgment. That's what the Bible says. Do judgment. Listen to this. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. The robbery of Biden, Clinton, Schiff, Pelosi, all of these people, robbing us of our liberties. I'll tell you why their robbery will go on and on and on and on until it finally destroys the country. Is because we, The people of the country refuse to do judgment. Proverbs 21:7. It's joy to the just to do judgment. Proverbs 2:15. So, you listen, you want to know what I know about you, Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, and the rest? You know what I'd search for? The best kept secret in Washington is the list of Republicans who object to impeaching Biden. You can find 100 lists of those who do. And I know you can sort it out from that, but I don't have the time for that right now. I thought there'd be somewhere a list of these yahoos who are standing up and opposing it. I could call out some of them, of course. And I thought that was very interesting. Every representative and every senator that refuses to act on impeaching this traitor is under the curse of God, refusing to do judgment. They are no account worthless, spineless weasels who should resign immediately. Look, if you're not just, you have no business ruling. David wrote, quote, "The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." 2 Samuel 23:3. A just man delights in exercising judgment. And every king was praised or condemned for their willingness or lack thereof to exercise judgment. Well, a just man delights in exercising judgment. He's not controlled by appearances. They don't dodge judgment based on appearances on either side of it. They don't withhold the sword of judgment out of concern on what it will make them look like. How does the wicked succeed at paralyzing judgment on the right? And what happens when leaders refuse to exercise judgment against evil? Well, I'll have to take a break, and on the other side of the break, I'll dig into that with you. Hold on. I'll be right back. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gun Cleaner Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and OCL Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024, a Lights On Banquet.
Scheidbach is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Before I get started, I want to ask you, please help us protect our hero, a real Christian patriot here on the Central Coast, who took a stand against medical tyranny and now has to fight to defend her medical practice. Sarah Green is a certified physician assistant with a practice in Nopomo. She founded and operates Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation. Her website is www.ccatr.us. She took a stand against medical tyranny, refused to take the vaccine, which we all now know is killing people. It's unsafe. We now know ivermectin works. CDC admits it. WHO admits it denounced the use of hydroxychloroquine, which has also proved to be effective in early treatment. And they did that because of a proved faked study published in The Lancet. I mean, this conspiracy goes deep. Folks, this is wickedness. Anyway, in order to treat her patients with real remedies that she knew would work against this Wuhan lab-created virus, yeah, another something else we all know now is true, she quit her job. And God sent thousands of patients to her. She successfully treated well over 2,000 for COVID. and save their lives. I'm one of them. Well, she's being attacked, and the legal fees are piling up, and I want to help her any way I can. Please consider donating to her legal defense fund. You can do it through the Brain Massage website. Go to brainmassage.net and make a donation. Do it today. Put legal defense fund in the notes, or legal defense, and every single penny, by the way, will go directly to Sarah to help her defend her practice. Now, she took a stand for her patients and for liberty and for what is right, and we should stand by her. Go to brainmassage.net and make a donation. You'll see a place to add special instructions. We'll click on that and write legal defense. You don't have to use PayPal, but go online, brainmassage.net, find that big red button right under my mug, click on that, and process a donation for Sarah Green, Legal Defense Fund. Okay, I was talking about the fact that the wicked have turned the sword of judgment away from God's ordained purpose. He ordained it to execute wrath against the evildoers. But we put wicked people in places of power. We turn the sword over to the wicked, and they are turning that sword backwards against its ordained purpose. The Bible says that when judgment is turned away backward, well, that's when justice stands afar off, Isaiah 59:14. Friend, we don't have justice in the land because unjust men and women are in positions of power who refuse to do judgment against evildoers. You know, like Hunter, like Joe Biden, like Hillary Clinton, like Adam Schiff, like Ghislaine Maxwell, like the Pfizer executives who knowingly perpetrated this hoax upon the American people, like Fauci, who should be prosecuted right along with them for crimes against humanity. I mean, the list is long, and it's getting longer every day because these wicked people refuse to do judgment. Now, God commands rulers must be just, ruling in the fear of God. The Bible says the just rejoice to do judgment, but the wicked pervert it. God put the sword in the hand of government specifically to execute wrath against evildoers. That's what the sword is for. It's not to protect the Biden bribery racket or to persecute a political opponent or to put peaceful protesters in jail. J6ers, you got that, Chris Ray? Got that, Merrick Garland? Your job is not to provide protection for a corrupt usurper of the White House or a corrupt party or any party. Your oath is to uphold the Constitution. So do your job or step down. Arrest Hunter Biden and charge him with crimes against America as a traitor. That's what he needs to be tried with. Selling his political daddy's influence to foreign powers for favors? Rand Paul, are you a just man? Then why won't you take joy in judgment? Why do you advocate for withholding the sword from judgment against these evil people? McConnell, all of you. If I had a list, I'd name every single one of you. Thune, Romney, Ernst, Cornyn. These are the ones I can find. Impeachment is not a political maneuver. It's not a stick your finger in the wind kind of thing. It's about justice. And let me tell you right now, as long as the righteous refuse to do judgment, there will be no justice. Now God said judgment is turned away backward and justice standeth afar off, Isaiah 59:14. And that reminds me of something Jesus said. He lamented that the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light, Luke 16. Guys like Adam Schiff, they know how to play the game. Just brazenly go after someone, you know, that's innocent. And you know he's innocent, but you don't care. You just go at them. And if they resist or say, just call them racist and homophobe. If they say anything at all contrary to the party line, racist, homophobe, that's what you do. And if they resist, get louder. Racist, homophobe. And if they still resist, just get louder. You racist, you homophobe. And keep yelling this over and over and over and over ad nauseum until finally the righteous just give up and walk away. Yeah, so back down. They get quiet, shrink away. They don't know how to fight that. But it works. The righteous is easily cowed, beat down, shamed. The wicked, meanwhile, just get more bold, more brazen, and louder. The righteous melt away. Little milquetoast Christianettes. They become intimidated. They sheathe the sword of judgment. Oh, we're not supposed to judge. Judge not, judge not. And so they just leave the sword there for the wicked to take up and turn it against the righteous and weaponize the law, enforcing institutions of government against patriots and against the innocent in service to those who want to bring America down, who would align their own pockets with filthy lucre. And how did this happen? Now think about this. We the people let it happen. You know, long before we had lost our voice by having the vote taken away from us with these stupid evil machines, these unscrupulous thieves who took our elections away from us, friend, long ago we gave it away. I mean, we Christians. How many Christians have I met over the decades that I've been voting who tell me they did not vote? How many times have I heard Christians, even Christian leaders, say Christians should not be involved in politics? You've got to be kidding me. I've heard Christians say their vote doesn't matter anyway and that they don't like participating in the devil's game. All this nonsense. Oh, the world belongs to the devil, and someday Jesus will come riding on his white horse. He'll save us then. And we know which way this is all going. The prophecies make it clear. I'll just write it out to the second coming. I've read the new book and know we win. All this nonsense. You don't win every battle. Yes, we win the war, but you don't win every battle. And God's prophecies about what's going to happen are not his policy statements. You're supposed to stand against that stuff. So now we've had our right of consent taken from us. And we're going to have to wrestle mightily against the principalities, the powers. That's governments, by the way. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Yeah, that's the personalities that operate in the government. Soros, Gates, Fauci, Barrett, Collins, Dzhok, Xi, Biden, Schwab. His prophet Harari, the list is long. These are puppets in the hands of others who stand behind curtains, shrouded in secrecy like the rulers of Judah, hiding in their chambers, worshiping Satan himself, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience from the spiritual through the physical into the world. That's how it works. Well, it's time that the spirit of Messiah, the prince who dwells in all who believe, begins moving through their bodies, through their physical bodies, into this world and push back the spirit of Antichrist. His spirit through us beating back the spirit of Antichrist in them. Come to the Lighthouse. You'll learn all about this and how to make it happen. The dumbest notion ever to take root in the mind of any Christian was the idea. It doesn't matter if a ruler is a godly Christian. We can't have a litmus test. We can't have a litmus. We can't require them to be Christians. I didn't say make a law that they should be Christians, but you are an absolute numbskull if you think it isn't important that the people who govern this Christian nation be Christians. That's what John Jay said. That's what Alexander Hamilton said. It's as much as of what Washington warned us about. All these guys, they understood it. We've forgotten it. This idea that morality does not impact performance. You got to be kidding me. So we're lax and we allow these wicked men. Listen, wicked people are drawn to politics. It's a place where they can go and get power over other people. And they covet that. They lust for it. And they use that power then to cover their trail, cover their evil. They like power over the people. They're not just. They do not rule in the fear of God. They exercise rule very differently. They see themselves as superiors, directing the lives of others. That's how they look at themselves. Not as Jesus described proper leadership, as servants. They see themselves as lords. So guess what, America? Now you've got a bunch of lords, wicked lords, oppressive lords, ruling over you, and it's your own fault. You've got a pack of wicked, greedy, self-serving lackeys to Satan that are ruling over you right now. And finally, you're beginning to feel it. Why? You refuse to vote. You refuse to get involved. You refuse to hold your leaders accountable. You thought Jesus sent you to be light of the world and that you could be that light in the world and keep it out of politics? Excuse me? Really? The darkest place in any government is its politics. Invade that darkness with the light of God's truth. So the wicked intimidate the righteous by manipulating them into a position where if they say anything, they're shouted down with cries of racist and homophobe. So they're afraid to talk because we're not supposed to judge. Jesus didn't say you're not supposed to judge. He said, He said, don't judge according to appearance. He said, judge righteous judgment. Anyway, then they outrageously persecute Trump mercilessly and wickedly. They launch one witch hunt after another till it just wears people out. Man, you got to step up and be a good soldier here. Endure hardness. Step up to this. You can't give up. And this causes the righteous to be intimidated because they don't want to look like them. We don't want to look like what the Dems did. Get your eyes on the whole point of impeachment, the whole point of exercising judgment. It's about justice. So we put a few righteous people in Congress, and what do? Well, they withhold the sword. Now, there are some that are applying the sword, and God bless them, stand by them, support them. But so they are fighting against these weasels who refuse to do judgment. And the argument's like, well, that will make us look bad. We didn't send you there to look good. We sent you there to do good. And if you will rule, you are under the command of Jesus, the King of this world, the only King of this world, the only legitimate ruler of all mankind and all kingdoms. You're King, by the way. You are commanded by Him to be just and to rule in the fear of God, not the fear of man. You're to be just. Do not regard the persons of men. The just do not judge according to appearance, nor do they withhold judgment out of concern about their appearance. The just rejoice in judgment because they know until judgment is executed against these wicked people, there will be no justice in our land. Mark every one of these cowardly Republicans that refuse to execute wrath against these traitors, Biden and the entire executive branch. Mark them well, boot them, get rid of them, and put men in there that will aggressively apply judgment to these wicked doers. If they withhold the sword from blood because they're squeamish, it's because they are themselves wicked and perverse, and they are under the curse of God. Get rid of them. All right, friends, I've got to go. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call me by dialing 1-805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. I can't stand by that line and answer the calls. Leave a message. I'll call you back if you ask me to. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Remember to click the donate button and make a donation to the Sarah Green Legal Defense Fund. Find the contact button. Send me an email. Let's get in touch. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and Ociel Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come. April 19, 2024, a Lights On Banquet.
Go to God's War 2020.com.